headlining the 2024 Rochester International Jazz Festival, one of the kings of the blues, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Chris Stone, welcome to Rochester.
Thank you for having me, brother. I'm really excited to be here.
So we were going to do this for once upon a time 4 years ago, but you know.
Right. Old COVID.
So talk about your life in the last 4 years, because so much has happened with traveling, touring, the Grammy Awards. So talk about what it's been like to be you.
Everything is great. Like I said, I'm just coasting and riding the wave. You know, it beats being at home for 2 years, you know, so like I said, got a Grammy, have, you know, done countless of, you know, shows, you know, we opened for the Rolling Stones, you know, Mr. Buddy Guy, just the whole whirlwind of everything, you know, so it's, you know, everything's going good.
So talk about growing up in Mississippi and how you discovered this music.
Well, my mom's side of the family, was musically inclined, so I was exposed to the, you know, rich sounds of gospel at an early age. But then I lived right next to a blues band and found out that, you know, Clarksdale has this rich blues history. So, you know, just blues 24/7, you know, pretty much. I learned in the Delta Blues and Austin Education Program, so all of that, you know, pretty much tied in together for me.
Someone said that today's rap and hip-hop really is blues just for today's world. What do you think?
Definitely. You know, I feel like the same way that, you know, Robert Johnson told his story, you know, Kendrick Lamar, you know, is telling his, you know, it's all relative, for sure. You know, it's all about storytelling.
So a lot of folks don't know, you got a jazz site. You did a thing with Skinny Hightower a little bit. Talk about that.
That was a while ago, man. That was like back when I was still in school. He reached out to me, via Instagram, and, you know, we got the song, and, you know, it was great. You know, it was a very groovy song, for sure. Yeah.
So talk about how you put together a set list. You have your own material, then you draw back, of course, with the history of this music. So how do you put together a set list?
Well, I just, you know, pick some of my best material. You know, everything that is deeply rooted in the, you know, tradition, but still has a more, you know, futuristic sound as well. So, and, you know, we just feel the crowd and we just take them on a journey. You know, we tell a story.
Speaking with Chris Stone Ingram on Jazz 90.1. So, Chris Stone, for you, why is it so important for us to play our music? I mean, it's one thing we can rap, we can sing, but for us to play the music with an instrument, why is that so important to you? And how can we help others to pick up an instrument, whether it's piano, guitar, bass, drums?
Well, for one, you know, it's all a part of our culture, and we just, you know, we just need to... It's good because the people my age needs to know this. You know, like, of course, you know, we can rap and we can sing R&B, but, you know, this is the music that, you know, we played, you know, before all of that came in, all of that came into fold. So, you know, for me, it was a plus going to the retro music and learning about, you know, everything then, you know, that we have now. So, yeah, it's great for the culture, you know, and great for kids like me, you know.
How old are
you? Used to be like, yeah.
You're still a kid. How old are you now?
I'm 25, you know.
So 25, you already played, you shared stage with Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Buddy Guy, B.B. King. But yet, you're so grounded. How do you do that? How do you stay sane in this crazy world?
I try to ignore all the hype. Not ignore it, but just, you know, try not to believe it. You know, and people come up and they're, you know, like, oh, I just say thank you. And, you know, I keep it moving. You know, one thing we have to realize is it's all about the music. You know, none of this vain stuff, you know. So, yeah.
So what have you been checking out for music these days?
Say it again.
What have you been checking out for music these days?
Man, I love Thundercat. I love her. Robert Glasper. I like some rap these days. Anything that's soulful. I love anything that's soulful. Grooves, all of that. Anything that's soulful.
We're gonna get a big dose of that tonight. So how would you explain someone's new to your music what your shows are all about?
Well, it's like a smooth but, you know, rough drive, you know, like, you know, we can get smooth, but we can also get, you know, very rough. A lot of blues, a lot of funk, a lot of soul, just, you know, just really good time.
My friend, thank you so much for taking music further.
Oh, man, thank you, Mr. Lucas, for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Thank you. We just trying. Thank you, brother. Yes, sir.